Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. So excited for today. We've got a little mix-up mashup coming your way. I have Melody Sample and Mandy Ford here with me on the show, two P-heads who have volunteered themselves, put themselves on the altar of sacrifice by stepping forward with a question. And this is something that I've wanted to do for some time, and I'm just really excited to like kind of mix it up and do something different. Melody, Mandy, hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for having us.
Oh, so good to have you both. And what I'm going to do, everyone, is I'm going to take first, I'm going to start with Mandy and take a question from Mandy. We'll spend, you know, whatever time answering it. Then I'll move on to Melody. And this idea, actually, it's something that's percolated for a while. And, you know, actually, I even might have done it. I think I did it one time with Chris Jackson when he was co-hosting. And my good friend Ronit who's been on the show a while back, has been bugging me forever to, Brandon, you've got to take call-ins. You got to do, like, it's one thing to read a question, which I've done a lot of that before in the past. But she, you know, she's always been like, we had this great synchronicity a couple months ago. She called me and she goes, you've just got to take call-ins because, you know, every time you sit down with one of my friends and spend one-on-one with them, they have a transformative experience. And of course, she always makes the joke. You know, I told the story many, many, way, way back in the podcast. One of my most powerful, like, spiritual experiences was when this person went into like convulsions and channeling a message to me. And one of the things that he said is he kept repeating is everyone you touch will transform. So, and this was years back, and Ronit, of course, being comedic, always says, Brandon, every time you touch my friends, they get transformed. So you've got to do more of this. And so we're having this conversation, and she basically, you know, we have a like 15-minute conversation about it. And then she calls me back. She goes, Brandon, right after that, I just drove by a billboard and all it said on it in big letters, nothing else, call Brandon. She goes, if that's not a sign, nothing is. So here we are several months later. And to add to that synchronicity, it's kind of been percolating in my head here lately. And of course, with the whole optimistic video production show I've been talking about doing in the last few episodes and in Venice Beach and bringing you guys out to be a part of that and staying as a retreat style at the Mystic Manor, this incredible 6,000 square foot house that I'm working on, you know, getting into for us all. And then, you know, letting the listeners be a part of the show and come on the show. And it's actually going to be a video production with my Soul Share interview style guest and the listeners. And so I've been talking about that. So that's made it even percolate more. And so this morning I was like, what am I going to record? Because I sort of freestyle the shows. And there was a question from Melody Sample here. And you know, I instantly thought, I wonder if Melody's available to just jump on a call and let me answer. Melody started writing out the answer to you. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And Melody, you're available. And then it hit me. I'm like, oh, yeah, Melody, you've written me before, and you're good friends with Ronit, right?
Yeah.
So what a cool synchronicity how that came together, because it was totally random. Like, you just happened, you know, I get questions all the time. I just happened to sit at my computer, you know, with my coffee this morning, and yours was the first email in my inbox. And then I had the urge to do it. And then, of course, it comes full circle, because you're a good friend with Ronit as well. So I thought that was a really cool synchronicity.
Yep, me too.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start with Mandy's question and just kind of see where this goes. Let's get exploratory. Let's see what Mandy, if I can help shine any sort of perspective shift, or, you know, help you navigate whatever it is that's troubling you currently.
Thank you so much. I just had a question about, I've been on a path of just, you know, becoming a greater and grander version of myself. And you've obviously been a huge part of that. So thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Listening to the podcast really helps on a daily basis. So I appreciate your effort. And what I've been noticing, the more and more I, you know, align and, you know, I've been doing daily meditations and just trying to like put my highest good first. And It's been really, really powerful. And the thing that's been kind of troubling me, though, is that, you know, I have a great job, but there's like things about it that are really unsettling. And the more and more that I align with what I feel like my soul's purpose is, the more I feel that I'm pulling away from my current job.
So my
biggest question is, how do I keep that in balance? How do I keep that in check?
So are you wanting to stay at your job, and you are just not, you're feeling like a part of you now is supposed to go as you sort of expand and grow? And, you know, obviously you said meditation has been a huge part of your growth, listening to the show, all of those things. So you're obviously in this expansive state, whereas I'm assuming you've had your job for a long time.
Not too long. It's been about 2 years. And
okay.
Part of it's,
although a lot of growth can happen in 2 years, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, hugely. It's not that I don't want to be in the field that I'm in. I'm just not sure if the company that I'm with is the right one. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of in this state of like, should I stay? Should I go? Should I find something in the same, or should I go with my original path and purpose and what I thought I was going to be doing? So
I'm kind of in a state of flux.
Like, I don't know.
Gotcha. And actually, guys, the other thing I forgot to mention is, so I first had, you know, Melody who wrote me, and that kind of triggered us doing this morning. Then I thought, well, it'd be great to bring on one other person. So I went into the Positive Heads Facebook group, which, by the way, if you're not there, please join us. There's about 7,000 amazing souls connecting and sharing there. And it's Positive Heads with an S. And I just went in there and posted, okay, experiment. Who wants to jump on the show this morning? And Mandy, you know, stepped forward. And one of the things, Mandy, that you even mentioned was you used the word stuck in your job. And so it sounds to me like there's a combination of feeling stuck and also unsure. And you said there was something before this that you were, before this particular job that you wanted to do or were looking at doing?
Yeah, and it would require more school. So that's kind of why I'm feeling in the stuck position where
I see.
Because
you need to keep working, but going to school is a whole nother thing. Right. I see. Well, you know, here's the biggest thing that comes up for me when you talk about this idea of being stuck and unsure and all of that. One is, you know, moving into this state of surrender to where it is. And you guys have heard me talk about this with my, you know, sort of back and forth of, you know, I've got this travel company and I've kept my hands in that and working on that because it's so, the opportunity is so tremendous. But then there's a part of me that feels like You know, I only work, you know, I spend 7 hours a week or something producing this show. And, you know, the show is obviously reaching and impacting a lot of people, and it's the most fulfilling work I've ever done. What would it be like if I was spending 50 hours, right? Like a lot of other people out there who have bigger shows. And, you know, I know it would have even a further impact if it had more of my attention and energy. So what really happened with me is coming to a place of complete surrender to where I'm at in the process, like realizing that the podcast isn't actually more spiritual than the travel company. It's actually a thing that I'm meant to be doing, at least at this time, and trusting. You know, I'm someone who's tried to force a lot or try and figure it out. Right. That's really what you're trying to do right now. It's like figure out.
Yep.
Where to go next. And instead of trying to figure out so much the next step, just relaxing into the process, right? Like harvest doesn't happen year round, right? It's like there's a process. The seed is planted, then it sprouts. Then there's, you know, this happens and, you know, this, the bud emerges and maybe this thing falls off. And there's all, you know, that's the process of our lives. And so you're somewhere in this process of wanting to feel more fulfilled. Obviously, you're starting to feel a little restless with your current position, although it's not like total disdain, it doesn't sound like.
No, I still love it.
Okay, good. So that's a good thing. So it's a mixed bag, basically. And and I think that happens a lot. That's happened a lot for me. And what I have started to do is really get into a state of just absolutely, like, when you use a word like stuck, like that is, you know, when you say you're stuck, you're stuck. You know, right. Abracadabra, like you're not stuck. You're in the process of becoming what's next for you. And if in the meantime, really appreciating, focusing on the things you just said you loved it. So here's the two different, you know, energies that are, you know, running through you. You're stuck and you love it. Right. So and they're both true. Right. So if you can, it's just a matter of which one you're focusing on in a given moment. Where are you? Where attention goes, energy flows. Right. So do you want to feel more stuck or do you want to feel more like you love it?
Definitely. Is my question to you. I love it.
Okay. So what I would recommend is focusing on the things that are in resonance with bringing that energy through you. And what's great about that is, and in relaxing about exactly, because you don't have the answer as to what to do next, right? You're still unsure, right? And you're and part of you is deciding that being unsure is a problem. It's not a problem. That's a process. It's you're in process of becoming, of finding that assurity, right? That's unfolding. It's like, you know, the caterpillar being really pissed halfway through the chrysalis that it's not like a butterfly yet. There's a process that's unfolding. So when you move into that trust that it's going to unfold, it's going to become so freaking apparent to you what you should or shouldn't do next. And if you move into faith, knowing that process, and in the meantime, focusing on the loving part of where you're at, like there's something for you that is so perfect that actually there's no other that's so perfectly aligned for you, Mandy, that there's actually no other soul out of 7 billion souls or whatever it is on the planet that is more suited for that next chapter, that next position, that expansion from where you're currently at. Expansion is guaranteed when you are on this path of becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. Like you are, you've turned that corner. That's like you're no longer asleep. You're aware of the ultimate nature of reality. You're doing your best. Yeah, you're gonna have days where you feel off sometimes, or things happen that, you know, you continue to circle old lessons. That's all a part of the process too. So if you can just move into a state of really paying attention to where you're focusing your energy with your current position and completely trusting and surrendering. And by the way, it could come to you in a way that is so left field as to how, you know, how your next step should be. And you're like, wow, if I had tried to calculate how to get here, it had never have happened. I'd have maybe forced going back to school prematurely or, you know, done some other rash thing after I've focused so long on being stuck and frustrated, you know, instead of just like learning to flow, to ride the waves of your life and trusting the process. And that's like so key. And I know we talk about this a lot on the show because this is huge for all of us. Like this is like, I'll circle this. I bet you doing these sorts of questions, I bet you I'll circle this same answer like 70% of the time, right? Because yeah. But we need
it's
to
funny,
hear
it. It feels so different hearing it like directly put to me, though. Like I've heard all this hundreds of times.
Right.
But
that was Ronit's point.
I feel like they're speaking to my soul, so I definitely align with that.
I love that. And that's so true. And that you make a great point. And that's what's great about doing this, because you bringing your energy into the show and me getting the chance to connect with you in this direct manner, it's a different type of cake that we're baking, right? It's a different vibrational resonance that is created. And so those who really align with where you're at, now you're like a proxy for them. So the way you're having a more direct impact, it's like literally taking this energy. And it's one thing to hear it on playback, you know, on the podcast. It's another thing you and I are having a live and direct conversation in this moment. That's like, absolutely. It's like a more intense, energetic, like, you know, sharing, if you will, that's happening. And you hear about this sort of thing, you know, with people and there's been, you know, I don't know if either of you have ever heard of like Shaktipat, which is this idea of like transferring energy from one being to another. And, you know, and even sages in the olden days, like, you know, they would actually do this process where, you know, it would create someone to have an awakening just energetic without even using words, you know. So we all know that energy is so transferable from one another. And so that's really the difference probably with this for you is it's impacting, it's coming in a more direct way. And so that's your answer. I mean, you know, just focusing, knowing that you are so worthy of something that is even more fulfilling. And in the meantime, like I always use Derek Rydahl as the example for this. Did you hear the Derek Rydahl interviews?
Yes.
You did. Okay. Yeah. So I love using him as an example. So you probably remember him waiting tables and being humiliated, serving his former peers. And then he switched into a vibration of like, while I'm here, I'm going to love this fully and trust that what's for me will be for me. And you know, and then of course it came to that. Yeah. I mean, they ended up firing him because he wasn't a match anymore because he was making everyone else look so bad. He was doing such an incredible job. He was resonating at such a high vibration. He didn't match that job anymore. And then a month later, he's on a jet, private jet, going to help, you know, teach people or something wild, like a wild difference. So, you know, a lot of times I think we get these ideas that there's this limited way that there's only this path that this can go. I either go apply for a new job or I go back to school or, you know, source sends like a miraculous angel to you who delivers you into this wild circumstance and you're on a private jet going somewhere with this new position like Derek, right? There's so it's so grandiose how it can shift you. And in, you know, oftentimes I was talking to my brother the other day. And he was saying this. He's like, you forget sometimes how quickly your life can change within the blink of an eye. All of a sudden, something comes left field. A new character enters the scene. A new thing you never even thought of. Your higher self sees your potentiality and how to play, how to move the chessboard, and can rearrange things in a way you never could with your, you know, human mind, right? Your more limited perspective on this chessboard. And in, you know, as he was saying to me, he's like, you forget how quickly it can change in a blink of an eye. And all of a sudden from one day to the next, you are on a completely different trajectory because of this thing you never foresaw coming. And if you can know that exists and really resonate with that vibration that we're drumming up here right now, that's, you're calling it in. It's that unlimited.
Oh yeah, I feel that.
I hope you do feel that, and I hope we can, you know, continue. I hope you and everyone listening who resonates with the same issue can continue to drum up that vibration on their own. Play this back, or whatever it takes, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and loving you so where much. You're at. Oh, you're so welcome. It's such a pleasure to connect with you. And thank you for being brave enough.
I do want to say something that's kind of funny and synchronistic. And I don't know if you want to keep this in or not. But you were talking about planting a seed and how harvest doesn't happen all the time. Funny enough, my job involves harvesting every 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Go figure. I just totally chose that like randomly. So
yeah, it was just kind of a fun little funny thing that came out of that. Like, actually I am harvesting all the time, but the process always takes the same amount of time for each round. So
Right. Funny. Well, you are a unique harvest, Mandy, for sure. So, and you have your own unique trajectory for your harvest, for your next, you know, the next flowering of who and what you're meant to become. And just know that above all, everything else, and just enjoy the ride in the meantime and continue doing what you're doing, the meditation and doing the work that you're doing. It will deliver you exact. You can't miss what's for you unless you're so in the way with resonating with vibrations of being stuck and resistance and things like that. You can't miss it. It's like Abraham talks about this. It's like when the stream, you're trying to swim upstream against the current when you're, you know, feeling stuck or you know, resisting what is happening to you. He's like, just stop that. And you don't even need to do anything but stop that. And then the current will carry you downstream. You don't even have to paddle or swim downstream. It's like this. What you are seeking, something more fulfilling, is seeking you. Right. It wants you. This thing, this ideal position and career path that is the next iteration of your unfolding. No one is more suited for it on planet Earth than you are. And do you think the universe wants to optimize and put you there or not? Of course it does. That's what it does. It's healing itself. It's optimizing itself. The only way you'll prevent it is by swimming upstream.
Yep. And if you relax and go with the flow, you'll pass by the obstacles just like in the river. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. You're so worthy. I mean, you're so worthy of it all. Everything that's come to me has come from a sense of me feeling like just really deep down appreciating and loving myself and feeling worthy and believing in my own ability. And, you know, even in times when I was living on my friend's couch and, you know, then went on this crazy ride with, you know, a huge company and all these things. It just came from that energy. It nothing else, right? And we all have the ability. We're all the same thing. Like you're as worthy as me or any other human. Unless you tell the story that you're not.
Absolutely.
And even then, beautiful. You still are. You're just lying, and you know you're just caught in a loop, and that's okay. You know, that's part of the process too.
Part of one.
But I think you're ready to move on.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I'm so glad you were the very first one that I've done this with. Like I said, I think me and Chris might have done it together one time. But so thank you for being. I know it was a little bit nerve wracking, probably. So, stepping in and stepping up to the plate and facing sort of any trepidation that you had. I applaud you for that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's move along here to Melody Sample. Melody, you are the trigger this morning for this unfolding. Thank you for writing me.
Yeah, thank you for having me on and answering questions. Because I find that the more and more I go down this rabbit hole with y'all, that the more questions I...
Good. I love questions because they stimulate me to really like dive deep and dig deep and see what, you know, how I feel and clarify. And, you know, there are even times where I've come back months later and say, you know, I said this before, but as I've sat with it or had this new experience, it's like, it's an ever unfolding landscape. This, you know, as new information comes in, you know, sometimes things can shift. And absolutely. That's the thing is like, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. So absolutely. I don't claim my answer is always the best or any of those things, but I'm going to share it. And it's coming from a well-intended place. And I do know a lot of the perspectives I've shared, how well they've worked for me. And of course, you know, I've gotten a lot of feedback over the years from listeners. So this is super fun for me. So let's jump in here. So you had asked me, you know, one of the things that you'd ask me is like, you, when you wrote your email, you're like, hey, where are the ladies at? Like, so many guys' perspectives, and we're not going to touch on that very long. You had a bigger question that we'll get. But I just wanted to speak to that. And, first of all, Abracadabra, you created next Wednesday's Soul Share is with Samantha Lotus, who's a good friend of mine, who's amazing. And I just rebooked Sandra Walter. I don't know if you heard Sandra Walter. It was probably a year plus ago. She is amazing. One of my favorite Soul Shares, and just she's like this basically ascension guide who lives up in Mount Shasta, this vortex in California, amazing. Known to be a vortex, and she just is like working on like light grids and like working multidimensionally, you know, up there, and she's just like Great. She's the real deal. She's so cool. So you might want to go back and check out if you go to, you know, positivehead.com, you can search Sandra Walter and pull up her previous Soul Share, and of course And you mentioned Colby as well. Colby will be back. She's actually my two most regular co-hosts, longest, Colby and Sonia Sophia. They're both women as well. But I feel you. You know, sometimes it's like, for me, it's like whatever sort of bubbles up is who I end up, you know, soul sharing with and connecting with. So if you have any suggestions of people that are out there, you know, in our space and sort of community, in the transformational community, I'm happy to take suggestions all the time of you know, getting you more of that female perspective.
Yeah, I really love it, because from a leadership perspective, I feel like oftentimes from a creative perspective, we see the female represented really well a lot of the time, but from the leadership perspective, not as much. And I've been craving more of that leadership perspective from the feminine, side, you know?
I feel you. And actually, another one I just forgot. I saw my good friend Christina last night for the first time in months and months, and she is such a bright light. And our whole conversation was 2019. First off, she had like a powerful like connection with source sort of experience over New Year's, and super, super powerful and multidimensional experience. And part of that was like, this year I'm really stepping into my power as a leader. And so she's been a longtime friend of mine. And so I was like, oh, you gotta, you know, and she actually lives very close to the studio and where I live. So I'm like, oh, you should just come by and let's share some of your story, and you can co-host one day. So actually that's coming too. So you ask and it shall appear and you shall receive. So there's a lot of that. Okay, so you had another question for me as well, having to do with. Well, I'll let you kind of ask it.
Yeah. Well, so my it's more of like a topic than a question, I suppose. Is that I've been struggling a lot against this monetary involvement with spiritual growth. I see the value in valuing what you have to offer the world, and kind of using money as a way of showing, of like getting people to engage. Cause I know on some level that when you give things away for free, like whether it be like seminars or whatever, blah, 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 people don't take it as seriously. They don't value it as much, and you're not being compensated fairly for the work that you're doing. And so I completely understand that money has to be involved and should be involved, but I have some frustrations over feeling like there is a boundary between me and my further education and my further connection to communities that I would love to be a part of, but and I'm not a part of social media, so it kind of like I come against this all the time, where I'm like, I want to go deeper with my education, with my own learning, with my own exploration of my spiritual self, but I have to pay for it. And That part bothers me, because I'm not in a financial place to lay down the kind of money that it seems to be necessary in order to like engage in the way that I'm craving.
Right. And that is it's such a wonderful question, which is really, when I saw your email and read that question, I was like, let's do this today. That was the one that, you know, really got me excited to talk about, because it's another huge question, right? This is something that is a lot of people feel. And even me, as someone who's always had a pretty healthy relationship with money, you know, when I started this podcast, I was very slow to like, okay, this is like sacred to me. I've done a lot of things. You know, I've been a serial entrepreneur my whole life, and I've done a lot of things to make money. And the whole angle and aim was to make money. And this was the first thing in my life where it's like, this is not about money for me. This is about, you know, helping people and, you know, getting this message out that I feel so called to share. Right. And so I've had to really fine tune my own relationship with money surrounding how it's injected into the show and people coming on who have offerings and things like that. And here's really where that growth has taken me. When you understand that, first off, we live currently in a society, in a system that is monetary based, right? So whoever is out there offering any sort of, course or coaching or seminar or whatever, their aim is to do that as their full-time, you know, the way that they support themselves. So there's really no way around it in the current. I mean, I can't say there's no way around it. They could live in the jungle and, you know, maybe have a laptop and find a way to get to Starbucks to get online for things from time to time if they needed to. But for the most part, yeah, you need money if you're going to, you know, live a comfortable lifestyle and even reach people in today's the system the way it is. Now, I believe we'll ultimately shift to I'm all for a resource-based economy. As we've talked about a long time ago, I had I'm forgetting her name off the top of my head, but co-founder of the Venus Project, and which is all about, you know, here's what the future looks like, where we're a resource-based economy, not a monetary-based economy, and we don't need this sort of this system that sort of enslaves us because we don't really need it. There's plenty of abundance for everyone. And so I think that in itself brings up a lot of resistance to people because it's like, this is where, you know, this is where we're at. And I can see it's kind of a little bit foul. And so I have a dirty taste in my mouth about it. And so that in itself creates resistance to the flow of it, because the reality is, you know, your reason for not being able to connect deeper, and it's causing, you know, as you wrote in your email, you know, I'm struggling with this, and it's you even said I love how you said in your email, you know, Abraham is Hicks is in LA this weekend and it's so expensive and my inner child is kicking rocks like, ah, I don't have to go, it's probably stupid anyway, right? And that's sort of your resistance to the fact that it costs money. And as you sit now, you've told this story that, you know, this resource, this made up energy, because that's all money is energy, right? This energy I have a lack of, and you have a very entrenched story around your, you know, as you just shared it, like there's not enough of it for me. And my question to you is, have you ever thought about telling the story that, how about I just call in a bunch more of this energy? The same way I would call in energy to go for a jog or go for a swim or to stay up late at night instead of going to bed at 10 p.m. Have you considered that at all? As like, there's no problem with the cost. You know, the quote unquote problem is maybe that I should choose to call in more of this energy.
More of this energy as in more
in the form of
abundance.
Money. Yep. Right.
Yeah. I practice that on a regular basis. And in fact, I always have enough to do and be the person that I want to be. And I've really established, a comfort, like an ability to get done what I need to get done. It's just like the abundance part is not, like there's a ceiling to the belief that I have because of the 32 years behind me. And I'm kind of like working through like this kind of false training to get through it. But the fact doesn't change that, like whether or not I believe that there's a boundary on my financial abundance that I'm trying to work through, it doesn't change the fact that everywhere I look, people are saying, give me money and I'll give you spiritual enlightenment. And yeah. I have
well, Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Is that a really fair statement though? Are you being really fair? Is everywhere that you look, like I put out a show 5 days a week and you're right. It doesn't cost you anything.
So right. And I can go to Vipassana and I can meditate and I can do yoga.
That's right. So what perspective are you drumming? What, it's just like we were talking about with Mandy a little bit ago, like, oh, I can focus on the stuck part, or she told me I love my job and I'm stuck. Both, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Both are true, right? So what you're choosing to do is where attention goes, energy flows. You're focusing on the lack of abundance and that being it's probably stupid anyway. It's so expensive. You screw that. That whole vibration, if you're wondering about how you lift the barrier on this imaginary energy we call money, that is absolutely, you could manifest a billion almost as easy as you can manifest $10. It's truly, you know, when you come holding out your bag of sugar to be filled, it will be examined to see how large it is. What is your story around it? And your story is, you know, you're focusing more on all the limitations around it. These are people who are looking in within the system that we have, that are looking for a way to only be doing that so that they can, like for me, I just talked about it earlier. If I had, I could reach so many more people. I'm pretty creative and innovative. And you know, if I had 50 hours a week where I was focusing on this only, I could reach so many more people. Well, that's what those guys are doing. They've actually made that decision. They have a different opportunity, you know, because of the unique opportunity that I feel like I have divided my energy, but, so that's what they're doing. So you've developed a story around it. And I bet you most of those people, Abraham, I mean, that's a great example this weekend. How much free content is there out there for Abraham? I mean, it's almost endless, right? So I think this is the root of your issue, is understanding the situation in which you're finding yourself, which is you live in this imaginary timeline we're calling 2019 now, and it's a monetary based economy. And then you have resistance to that. And then when you see reflections of other people who are subjected to that, you're having resistance to that. And meanwhile, it's actually that the restrictive system that you find yourself in is actually set up by you to give you the opportunity to overcome resistance to this thing. So it's this great gift that you developed so that you could have the experience of overcoming this resistance and open up your abundance in a way where there's never a limit. I'm at a point financially where I go to the grocery store or whatever, and I don't really think about the cost of what I'm buying. I've had many years where I did that, by the way. I had years where I was like, you know, eating ramen noodles in the past. There are some really tight financial times in my early 20s. And, and that's not a thing for me at this point. And I know there's a lot of people that it still is. And that's just a smaller example of the abundance is like, hey, if I want it, I'm getting it, right? I don't have to worry about it. And so you deserve that. If you want to go deeper with someone, you deserve it. But this story around it that you're telling, this sort of judgment. Meanwhile, it's kind of funny when you really understand the situation from the ultimate perspective. And that is, you're judging this thing that you designed and then immersed yourself into so you could have the opportunity to stop judging it. Like, that's the reality of the situation you find yourself in, Melody, you know? And when you really get that, Now, where are you with it, right?
Yeah, totally.
you're obviously a very sharp, capable person. You work for yourself.
I'm an artist. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, do you know how many people are an artist that aren't able to not be, you know, like Mandy over there is juggling to try and figure out, you know, like, look at the situation you've already created for yourself, that you're able to say, that's what I'm doing with my time. Like, talk about a gift. Like, you know,
I've been showing up to this work for a long time and I enjoy it and I find so much reward in it. And I do realize that anywhere there is resistance, there's growth. So well, So it's good to be reminded that these answers, I don't necessarily need to even look outside of myself, really. But I do miss community, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, so when someone tells me that they're cut off from social media or whatever, and I could be totally wrong, but this is what comes up for me. It's like, you're telling me I miss community and I cut myself off from social media. My guess is that you've created a story around social media being bullshit or bad, you know, it's probably stupid anyway. Right.
It was an addiction for me. Like, it was something that I really needed to check and kind of, like, use my internal network fully, like, to learn how to use my internal network. I needed to disconnect from the internet. And that's been really beneficial for me. Like, I'm not hating on that. I'm just, it's part of my conversation right now of, like, how to continue to engage spiritually in community practices. Mm-hmm.
Well, look at what you're doing right now, and it didn't cost you a thing. You're engaging in spiritual community. Right now, there are thousands and thousands of people who are going to hear you and who are going to grow through you and your willingness to step forward and, you know, do this. And you're impacting, right? You're engaging in community. And so there's no shortage of these opportunities will come at you. So where do you live? Are you in Los Angeles?
I'm in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Los Angeles, Melody, there is so much spiritual community in transformational kind of events that are popping off. Like, it's one of the reasons I'm so excited about, you know, relocating. I'm in Orange County. And for those of you who don't know, that's about 45 minutes south. It's sort of like very deep suburbs of Los Angeles. You know, it's a ways, 45 minutes to an hour. And you know, meanwhile, in Venice Beach, where the, you know, Mystic Manor I've been talking about on the last few shows and doing the show Optimistic will take place, is in Venice Beach, which is the heart of, like, there's so much transformational stuff going on there. There's so many events, free events. Have you looked into any of those or started to reach out to connect with any of that community?
I guess not as much as maybe I could. Yeah,
it's there. And it's a lot of it's free. I mean, literally, this was my conversation yesterday with someone I was talking about moving there. I was like, I'm so excited because there's literally every weekend, there's probably 25 things I could participate in that are going on. Whether it's, new moon meditation groups on the beach or, you know, I mean, there's so breath work stuff. I mean, there's so much. There's a lot. Some of it's paid. A lot of it's not. So I think, you know, telling a new story about, okay, I'm in the process of calling in more abundance. I don't have a problem with this monetary system that I actually designed to put here so I could have the opportunity to process this sort of, limitation game I'm playing with abundance. And I'm going to experience overcoming it through this, you know, tangible thing we call money. That's a great tool and prop to, you know, to signify abundance. And I'm going to work through that. And I'm going to work through this instead of telling the story of, you know, that keeps me from community. There's plenty of free community opportunities that actually exist. I just haven't really tapped into, and nor have they appeared in my field so much because of this sort of story of being cut off from it all that has kept it that way. The reality is there's more than you could do up there in LA, Melody. That's free. So, you know, knowing that, tapping into that, I'm certainly happy to share events as they come across, you know, my field with you. And, you know, you and I are in the same peer group, even, like, you know, we have a close mutual friend. So really shifting your perspective on all this is the path, and it will open up. And, you know, if you're judging something, it's sort of like a testament to your lack of seeing the bigger picture on it. And that's okay, by the way. That's a part of all of our process. You know, this is, you know, both of your questions or concerns or issues that you wanted to discuss are so relevant. And that's what's so great about doing this, because you are really a proxy for so many people out there hearing this.
Yeah, and it really helps hearing it. Like she said, like Mandy said, it, like, I feel like I've heard, like, I probably could have answered this question to myself, you know, like, but it really does help to be like, all right, all right.
Yep. It's a transfer of energy. It's the same reason I started doing the show. It's like, I talk about this stuff, you know, incessantly, and I've had more growth since doing the show because, you know, myself than in the many years prior on a spiritual path, because I'm just drumming up the vibration over and over and over again every day. And so it really is that we're retraining, we're rewiring our neural networks when we do this. So right now you and I are at the gym together, right? Yeah. Okay, let's pump this weight one more time. It's like, it's not like you just do it one time and then you're super buff and fit, right? And that's what... Yeah, 10 more reps. And then, of course, doing it in this very direct way really, you know, creates a different energetic flow. And I think that was our mutual friend Ronit's thing that she kept screaming at me. Brandon, this podcast is great. It's great when you take an answer, but there's nothing like when you sit down one-on-one with someone, because it creates this back and forth that we're able to have. And it just takes it to a whole nother level energetically.
Yeah, thanks, Ronit.
Thanks, Renee. Well, this went a little bit longer than my normal daily shows, but I should have guessed because, you know, you guys know me. I get excited enough talking about this stuff. Now you throw someone in who's going to like bounce off and play off of what I'm saying. Like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I could probably go another 2 hours.
None of us mind.
Yeah, well, Melody, thank you for co-creating this wonderful, wonderful experience with me. Same to you, Mandy. I so appreciate you. And yeah, we'll definitely have to do this again sometime. Maybe, you know, what I was thinking I might do is in the Positive Heads Facebook group, when I'm going to do this, is maybe have people even a day before say, okay, post your questions in the form of a poll, and then people can vote on which questions they'd like to hear, and then, you know, bring those on. So I think that could be, that's just a fun idea that kind of came to me. So we'll see where it goes from here. But yeah, I really hope this helps, Melody, and I look forward to connecting with you in 3D at some free events in Los Angeles, or even better, some really expensive events that you could pay for no problem, because you've called in so much abundance, because you are abundance in physical form, and you just have amnesia to that fact.
Yeah, thank you for the reminder, Brandon.
Love you so, so much. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. This has been an epic experience for me, and thank you all for playing along. I do have a song to leave you with. This is Emancipator, and the song is called Time for Space. Until next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much.